Just so you know, Daft Monks is half talk show, half actual play campaign that features adult language and topics. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let's get to it.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents the Daft Monks podcast. Hey, Nate.
Hey there, ho there.
What's new with you?
Oh, you know, just surviving the worst week I've had at work in a long time.
Oh, how come? Is it because you're all alone and you're lonely?
No, you would think. But actually, for people who don't know, in the United States, we, like many countries around the world, do daylight savings.
Mm-hmm.
But Arizona, the state in the United States that I live in, does not do daylight savings. And logistically, it's a nightmare. Like the concept of not having daylight savings is really cool in our state.
Mm-hmm.
But if you work with anybody else, if you have family anywhere else outside of Arizona, it's actually just terrible. And long story short, Nate, like waking up in the morning, I used to get online at 8 a.m. and I had an hour before they started working. Now they're already fucking working when I get online because I work with East Coasters. And so like I wake up and people are like, this is broken. And I'm like, I'm not awake.
Right. I just got here.
It's crazy how much, Nate, an hour difference can make. Now that the East Coast is like an hour ahead of me more than it was before, it's now 3 hours ahead instead of two. It like is a game changer.
Oh, man, I can honestly say that was the only perk of living in Arizona was not having to change my clock.
I hope one day the rest of the United States takes it on. There is legislature, but funny enough, the like convenience store lobbies and like the golf lobbies, lobbyists don't want it.
Farmers don't. They like daylight savings because apparently you need daylight to farm.
I don't know. Like, how hard could it be? But
you got lights.
First world problem, I guess, Nate.
Right. What have you been watching? Anything interesting? Anything I should know about?
Oh, man, Nate. Okay, so, I mean, you know what I've been watching because I text you all the time.
I know.
I just randomly the other night, because my partner's out of town, so I'm like, let me watch some shows I normally wouldn't watch because he'd be bored or whatever. And I kept seeing this one advertised on Netflix called Physical 100.
Uh-huh.
And us being, you know, the testosterone junkies that we are, was like, okay, this sounds great. They take 100 of the best physiques from Korea, and we're talking like Olympic gold medalists. We're talking famous bodybuilders, MMA fighters. And then it's a reality TV show, but the challenges are like incredibly physical. And Nate, what a great time this show has been. I haven't finished it, so no spoilers, but
oh, okay.
I got to the episode after they all three of the teams pushed the boat.
Ooh, that was a tough one.
Absolutely wild, Nate. So you've seen the show, right?
Oh yeah, I've finished it in its entirety and I loved every second of it. The only problem that I had with the show was that I originally started watching it in the dubbed English version and it almost made me stop watching the show. I hated it so much. Whatever voice actors they used for that, the tone and like inflection of their voice for these characters did not match.
You know what it reminded me of, Nate? Have you ever watched like on Animal Planet where they give voices to the animals?
Yes.
And it sounds ridiculous, but it's like because you know animals like don't speak English or don't like speak any really language that we can comprehend. And that's what this felt like. And it's funny too, like the bigger the bodybuilder, the more they do their voices like this.
Yes,
like it's very, honestly, I haven't turned it off because it's kind of ridiculous. And I like in a dark, sadistic way, I'm kind of enjoying it because it doesn't match at all. And it's hilarious.
Oh, but yeah, I had to change mine to just subtitles in Korean because listening to that voice talk about honor was laughable. But if I hear a Korean voice talk about honor, goosebumps. I'm like, oh, this guy knows about honor, you know?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, but I will say that show is brutal, and I'm not talking about the physical challenges, Nate. I'm talking about they don't give a shit about the women.
Right.
There's certain challenges where they balanced it where it's like you have to lift 40% of your body weight.
Mm.
And so that definitely helps women like be on an equal setting.
Right.
But then there's other challenges. Like I thought it was totally F, Nate, where they're like, okay, elect the 10 most fit people to be leaders. And then rank number 9 and 10 got the leftover team members and got effed. And then after that chick, the female wrestler, wins with her team with a high disadvantage, she ends up like, they're like, okay, he's in the clear. They're probably going to pick new teams. No, then they take other leftovers who got disqualified and brought back, but one has a leg injury and says, go lift a boat with all your all-female team and leg injury guy. And I'm just like, Jesus, like absolutely savage.
Oh, yeah.
And then crazy wild. The guy they keep calling like Iron Man. I of course am not very good at remembering Korean names, Nate. Sorry about it. Mm-hmm. But the guy who like is very physically fit that they really build up.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, do you remember during the 1v1 challenges? He's like holding the guy in like a hug with one arm and holding the ball with the other.
Yeah,
other guy was also jacked.
Oh yeah.
It was wild to me. Like, this is exactly like what I want from reality TV. Like, it's the right balance of ridiculous but like over the topness.
Right. And then everybody's still so polite about it too. Like, the one dude totally picked a chick to get the ball from her. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, like, it's okay. You know, like, it's not okay. Like, he did a dirty move by picking a lady, and he knew what he was doing. But everybody else was like, oh, much respect. Like,
what? And then he gave heavy serial killer vibes.
Yes.
At first, he, like, put his hands in his pockets like he was shy. But then when he was done playing with her, he just, like, kneed her on the chest and the ground. And then when the other women were like, you can do this, to, like, the female contestant, he kept looking up and zipping his lips. And it just was, like, so dark and terrifying. And I'm like, this is crazy, and I love it. I cannot wait to watch the rest of the show. Honestly, as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to put that chip
back
on.
In my head, he's, like, telling them with the zip of his lips, like, don't give her hope, because there is no hope in here. And I'm like, oh.
Honestly, in my mind, what I heard was, you're next.
Like, I'm going to beat all of you women.
Exactly. I think it actually, like, all of the reality TV nonsense aside, I think it is so cool to see bodybuilders, MMA fighters, dancers, models all like compete. And right, the obvious point that, you know, isn't earth shattering, but like, different bodies are geared towards different things.
Right.
Honestly, I would love to see this brought to the US.
Oh yeah, I loved it. And like you said, like the different types of people, like there's one super tall, lanky American guy that's a baseball player. And then the ice climbers actually do surprisingly well. You wouldn't think like, oh, just an ice climber, but no, these guys are strong.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. The whole mix of it. I loved the show. Every second of it.
The cast all like gets along with each other and like very, like, for the most part, very respectful of each other. And that's kind of nice to see too.
And they all know each other too. It's almost like they all come from the same town instead of the same country. Like, they're like, oh yeah, I know so-and-so. I know Bulk Up, you know?
Oh, I was so sad when Bulk Up got out, Nate. I really wanted him because he was kind of like grandstanding, and it was hilarious. And like when he got out, he's like, hopefully I can get on season two. And if not season two, season three, baby.
what a catfish that guy is, because in his pictures when they showed Bulk Up, like, this guy looks fucking huge. But then when he's compared to actual huge guys, like, you're not even that big, Bulk Up, you fucking liar.
That's the funny thing too, is like some of those, like the really like skinny fit guys, you're like, oh my god, what like a piece of like weak trash. And it's like, that guy's probably in 1,000 times better shape than us. But then when you have these like ginormous guys, these bodybuilders, these strong men, these firefighters, it's like, wow, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, wait till you get, I'm not going to spoil anything, but once you get to the semifinals, Nate, you're going to lose your shit, because they have themed events like Icarus flying too close to the sun. And there's four of them. And oh man, that was when I was hooked. I watched it in a row. I did not take a break after that point till the end, because like, it is so good. The way they designed the events, the way they did the events, who got stuck doing what events. Oh man, you're gonna message me as soon as you watch it. I guarantee it.
Man, I just wish like I had the body, the energy, the testosterone that most of these like male characters have.
Oh, you know they're all in the juice, just like I am now on the juice.
Are you now?
Well, I'm doing the testosterone replacement therapy, so it's not like Bulk Up. I got my blood work in, because man, for the past couple of years, I have been feeling fucking tired all the time. And I just figured it's because...
You're a parent.
Yeah, I'm a parent. I do a late night podcast. I do jujitsu all the time. I try to work out, and I have a very manual labor intensive job. So I just figured it was all these things. Nope. After my blood work, come to find out, I have not extremely low, but rather low testosterone levels. So I went and checked it out. And then the doctor that I went to agreed with me that we should try something. And today was the first day I received my medication. There were two options available to me for those of you who are interested. One was pellets, I guess, that dissolve over time. They are implanted into your skin, and then eventually they break down one by one, and then that's how it's administered to you. Or you can get injections like a heroin addict. Now, I originally thought, okay, I'll just do the pellets because that sounds easy. But the problem with that is I do practice jiu-jitsu, and they have an issue of what did she call it? Purging. So they can work themselves back out of your body or pop inside of your body. Like, that is a potential hazard. So I was like, apparently that's not for me. So we went and got a big box of needles and syringes.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I do have tattoos and I'm not afraid of blood or anything like that, but I just have an issue causing myself bodily harm. I'm not a fan of that. So I immediately voluntold Megan that she would be the one to help me administer my new medicine.
Your butt shots.
Yes. And that was a process in itself. What I thought would take approximately 30 seconds ended up taking about 10 minutes of me reassuring her that she's doing a good job, even though I'm the one getting a needle in my butt. And then that was actually one of the things that Megan brought up, was like, how long are you going to be on this? And then I told her, probably until I'm ready to just lay down and be an old man.
Sometimes you could like do it for a little bit and stop, but like the benefits aren't going to last long term. So like usually people who get on TRT are intending to stay, and that's
right. Like I still got shit to do. I got to go to work. I got to eventually get my black belt. I got to stay up late at night and record this podcast. Like I got shit to do. I ain't got time to be old and tired. So we're going to keep doing this until I die. And I've come to terms with that.
I'm excited, but I'm also terrified. Like, to be honest, like you're the last person I would expect to need some testosterone.
Is it my Cro-Magnon brow? Is that what it is, Nate? That the AI art so generously gave me in every fucking picture, my big fucking Cro-Magnon brow?
I don't know, Nate, but I you're already like a handful and quite the personality on the show. And I can't wait to see. I mean, I'm joking, of course, fucking healthy levels of testosterone. We're not right. talking about like real steroids that are actually gonna like,
maybe it could be a gateway drug, who knows.
But if you do get some trend, let me know.
Okay, you got it on the gear, as the kids say. And then one of the things is like they said, when you actually bump up your testosterone levels, it actually improves your mood. So maybe I won't be as funny if I'm not as grumpy. We'll just have to find out. So stick around and listen to the show and watch me decline.
If that happens, I'll just literally like swap your testosterone with saline. Like,
oh, okay. That'd be fine. Megan. I wouldn't notice any difference. Probably all just a placebo anyway.
Just put Red Bull in there.
Yeah. I'll be like, I'm fucking jacked up.
All right, Nate. So you informed me that you have yet another movie you would like to talk about. Is it an 80s movie, Nate?
Oh, actually, no, early 90s.
Oh, thank God. I really was worried you were like on like a dark spiral of 80 movies.
No, I looked it up and I was like, because we've been trying to have like a family movie night where everybody can just come together, fucking relax. Because nobody in this house wants to relax.
Just the way you said fucking relax. Like you didn't just say relax. Like clearly there is some time, some breaks needed for the stock up household.
Everyone in this house is high strung as fuck. And they want to do what they want to do. And they're going to do it now. So I have instituted family movie night where we will sit down for approximately 1.5 to 2 hours. And watch a movie together. And I do my best to try to make family movies. So I looked them up last night. I was like, oh man, what's like a good family movie that I haven't seen in a while? And in my head, I was like, man, this is a good fucking movie. The kids are going to love it. So Nate, I'm going to give you the title and then you're going to see why I thought it was appropriate. The title of the movie is Ernest Scared Stupid. In my head, it stuck with me like, this is a good movie. Like, I remember this being a spooky as fuck Halloween movie, and it had everything, and it hit the right bells and whistles. Mm-hmm.
So adult Nate, how is he feeling about Ernest Scared Stupid?
Adult Nate, we enter in. We're watching the movie. Approximately 5 minutes in, I am getting motion sickness from the crappy quality of the video and the constant shaking. It's like a Blair Witch Project shaking all over the place. I'm getting dizzy watching this fucking movie. I look over at Megan and she's doing the same thing. She's like, whoa, I don't know. I'm like, I don't remember it being this fucking bad. Ernest is a complete fucking idiot, which he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being that bad. As a kid, you're like, oh, whatever. You know, he's just a goofy adult. But now as an adult with children, I'm like, this guy's a fucking idiot. Like, why did I watch this? Let's get to the good stuff. Like, I remember the good stuff. Where's the good stuff at? And sadly, once we got to the good stuff, it wasn't as good as I remember. The monster did look creepy. I will give it that. The little troll guy. But then the book was obvious. I remember the book for some reason really bad in my mind. and it wasn't that cool. Now watching it again, and the whole milk thing is fucking outrageous. The other trolls were not given the same amount of detail as our original troll. They seemed like extras. Like maybe some people showed up and they're like, hey, I have a troll costume at home. And they're like, fucking bring it in and we'll throw you in the movie, like that kind of thing. I want to say it was a disappointment because it kind of ruined a piece of my childhood. But I looked over at Corvin and he fucking loved this movie. He was laughing. Oh, yeah. All the fucking time. He was telling me, Dad, you know what I would do if I was president? I'm like, what, Corvin? He's like, we would nuke that troll. I'm like, on American soil? He's like, some casualties have to be made. That troll has to be stopped. And I'm like, whoa, dude, he hates this fucking troll, which I guess was a win in the movie. You know, they made such a despicable character that my 11-year-old son would nuke some small town in Massachusetts just to get rid of the threat.
You got to do what you got to do, Nate. I grew up in Massachusetts, and I totally agree. If you got to nuke a part of that town, then...
No loss. No loss. Oh, but yeah, so at least that was the only highlight of it, is I was hoping it was going to be one of those movies like Goonies where I rewatch it, and I'm like, oh, this is why I loved this fucking movie. But instead, it was, I rewatched it, and I was like, man, 10-year-old Nate was a fucking idiot. Like, this is a terrible movie. But I looked over at Corvin, and he loved it. So I'm like, obviously... Like what we talked about with the Velma thing, that movie was not made for adult Nate. It was made for 10-year-old Nate, and I guess it should remain in that area.
Well, Nate, I think, unless you have anything else you want to discuss, I'm ready for what I think will be a very important, pivotal episode of Daft Monks.
I think so, too. I am ready.
Cue the music.
Da-da-dum.
The darkness... is approaching yet again. The vampires have outnumbered us 4-1, and our odds are not in our favor. It seems as if all hope is lost.
I wouldn't quite say lost, as probably misplaced or something along those lines, but either way, fear not. For Van Helsing and Belmont are here to save you.
Last time on Daft Monks, it was me and my friend Ginge. She's a hefty lady, but that's neither here nor there. At one point, she weighed down the cart completely. Ah, who cares? I don't. Then we went on an adventure. We tried to leave town, but Bingo wasn't having it. He tried to stop us at all costs. He sent the Turnbuckle Teddies, a nefarious group of mobsters, after us, with their rippling 80s-style muscles all oiled up and lathered, and that's all I can really think about right now. It's terrible. I'm having nightmares. And then we chase around town, you know, Turnbuckle Teddy stop us. At one point, I accidentally impregnated a donkey, which might be the mascot of the show from here on out. I am talking merch with pregnant donkeys falling from the sky. We will find out, I know, that you care as much as I care. What happened to this donkey? Does it have a name? How will its family be? Is there a father besides me with a syringe? These answers may never be known, but it doesn't matter because that's the new mascot. Now, after the donkey, there was some arm wrestling, and it turned out the Turnbuckle Teddies are very adept at transforming themselves into structures like tables or arenas. And there was also some sweet 80s-style theme music. I did okay. You know, I could have done better. I'm sure back in the day, in my prime, maybe when my testosterone levels were higher, maybe I could have won that arm wrestling. But it doesn't matter, because Ginge stepped up and she saved the day. And then we got away, and then I finally, after all this time, found Belmont. Scene.
And that is where we'll pick up today. As Van Helsing and Ginge are escaping Grocer Burger, now quite a distance away from the city, they are riding forward with impregnated donkey and horses at hand, and they see another carriage, almost identical, in white, glowy celestial light, riding towards them.
Belmont! I never thought I'd see you ever again. I can't believe it.
Oh my god, Van Helsing, it's been, what, 4-8 episodes since we've been together? I mean, weeks?
Months! Let's say months. It takes a long time to establish an empire in a new city like Hershberg.
Oh, I have so much to tell you, my friend. Where to start? First of all, Bingo, super evil.
Yes, figured it out. Now, who the fuck is this guy?
I have someone very special I'd like to introduce you to. I step aside, and then he's like, Naya is right behind me.
How do you do?
He doesn't say a lot of words, Van Helsing. He's more on the physical humor, if you know what I mean.
He doesn't look that impressive. Is he even a monster slayer? Where'd you find this schlub?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Dracula's castle, where I was immediately caught while doing my reconnaissance and imprisoned. He helped me escape, Van Helsing. And we've grown very close and learned quite a lot about each other. We had some good times, we had some bad times. He threw me out a window. He threw Blade out a window. Blade's dead, by the way.
What? Blade? He was better than the rest of us.
He actually was about to kill Dracula, but then this guy had to throw me through a mirror into the room and distract Blade long enough for Dracula to, you know, kind of impale him.
Well, if there was a mirror, I'm not surprised. You're always looking at yourself and fixing your hair. I tell you, it distracts you from hunting monsters.
Just because you don't keep up with your appearance doesn't mean I have to let myself go. Dad. I mean, dad bod.
He looks down at his big flabby dad bod.
Yes, I meant dad bod. That's what you have, a body of a father that may or may not be me or my friends.
I know what you meant. Look at me. I almost look like Ginge over there. Oh yeah, by the way, this is Ginge. She's with me. You found a friend and I also found a friend.
She's like eating that bag of oats from the last episode.
No, Belmont, not the pregnant donkey. Ginge is the one next to it. I know it was confusing.
Actually, I think I recognize her. Is this that woman who does the donkey videos from Gershberger?
I don't think this is the time or place for this. What are we doing here? I mean, we're just standing in this field, and my spectral dead mother is still behind this wagon, and nobody seems to care about it. So what are we doing here?
I don't think anybody asked you to talk. But yeah, what are we doing here, Belmont? What are you doing here?
Look, it's not safe here. Let's get in the wagon, the real wagon. And, by the way, my stepfather's here.
Where? I don't see him anywhere. You know, stepfather, don't you mean your father, Victor?
You know what he means, you piece of shit.
He must be talking to your new friend. He does look like a piece of shit.
And as you're saying that, Victor comes out of the ground in his, giant spectral form.
Van Helsing, I have returned.
From where? Where have you been?
I was with you, and then I went back to them, and I have returned to you that which you have lost, so I can have my revenge.
My favorite watch. I miss that watch. It was a good watch. It always kept time.
No, your children, you idiot.
I have children.
That's what we need to talk about, Van Helsing. Quickly, let's get in the cabin and go somewhere safe. I don't trust we're far enough out of Bingo's reach. Maybe we should go somewhere where we can figure things out.
Yes, I too would like to figure things out. I am at a loss right now. My spectral mother is behind this cart.
Oh, put it to rest. She's dead, okay? She's not coming back. That's not your real spectral mother. It's just an illusion.
He goes down and tries to hold her hand.
All right, well, our wagon is loaded to the gills right now with Ginge, so let's make two because it's going to be a slow pace. And I'm pretty sure Bingo is still after us. He has at least, I don't know, a whole nother group of men that are possibly able to take us out at any point.
The 3-2-3 thing slingers.
Yes, thank you, ominous voice coming from all over the place. Nobody asked you anything. Like, you couldn't even please your wife, you know? Okay. Let's go.
Fuck you.
What? Now, wait a second. If you want to go fist in cuffs,
Van Helsing, Van Helsing, let's go.
Yes, I agree with Belmont. Let us go.
You all load up into the wagon and are quite cozy. I imagine, even though there's that whole back here, all four of you are sitting up front, really squeezed in. Ginger just kind of taking up, half of the space. And then, the other three guys just, really pressed up against each other. And you guys kind of go off to an area that you actually know. It was where you guys camped out once before you did a bunch of shrooms and then destroyed a whole carnival Halloween festival.
I remember vividly the clown. This is a great place to set up camp. Remember when we had the posse? He was always good with his one-liners.
Yes, he cleaned up a lot of your messes until you burnt down enough towns that he finally got captured and tortured to death for your wrongdoings.
Just like last Wednesday, he would have said in this moment, I recall.
The four of you and the spectral one as well park your wagon over in some enclosed area where it's trees and rocks and stuff, and it's where you guys camped out before near the mushrooms, and you guys go and set up a campfire, and it's nighttime now. Van Helsing, you have a lot to explain.
Yes, I know. I impregnated this donkey. It was a concoction from an alchemist that I'd bought. It was mislabeled. And one of the labels came off and got on another syringe. Its tail is old this time. You've heard it once. You've heard it 1,000 times.
I'm not talking about the donkey, Van Helsing.
Well, how dare you?
Though that is quite sweet, and we should, you know, be extra careful around her. Maybe Ginger can pull the cart and the donkey can rest in the back.
I think that's only fair. Sorry, Ginger.
Van Helsing, how old are you?
Age is simply a number, one I've, you know, not very good at. Let's say I've been around the block or two. You know what I'm saying, my boy?
Yes, I actually know exactly what you're saying. You've been around my block.
Uh-huh.
I think you've been around Naya's block. And how many other blocks have you been around?
Well, let's just... Well, I don't know. Do you want me to start at the beginning? Is that what you're getting at here?
Yes, the real beginning.
I have a suggestion before we start.
Yes, what is it, Belmont's friend who's not even that cool?
I think before we start any spiritual journey, we should partake in the magical mushroom.
Whoa, I don't know about that. The last couple times Van Helsing did that, he flogged a woman with my whip. No, sorry, he flogged a young child with my whip and then burned down a tent full of clowns.
You don't have to tell me twice.
And he's already on all fours.
Okay, Ginge, play interference while we do this spirit quest.
And then I'm picturing Ginge pulling out a harp of some kind and relaxing us into like one of those memory songs. Like,
all right, we'll start at the beginning, at the very beginning. I was a young Van Helsing, the only Van Helsing. I've lied before. Wow, these mushrooms are really bringing back my memory. Now, well, let's just say some years ago, I was good. I was one of the only monster slayers around. And I say I'm good now, but that's a complete lie and a farce. I'm not good, but I was good back in my day.
It's vision quest time. He still looks the same, basically, maybe a little bit younger at this point, but actually fit Van Helsing, like destroying some monsters and pulling out a sword and then pulling out like his little artificer gun and shit and like blowing stuff up.
It's like strangling a Gorgon, just like crazy, like,
yeah,
insane physical 100 stuff.
Yes, he's stealing a ball from a small Asian child.
Now I told you this is my ball. Now get away from me, boy. I told you, you can't join up with me.
Mr. Helsing, please let me join you. You're a legend.
Well, when you talk to me like that, I guess I could use somebody to help carry around some tools and stuff, some of my weapons. But just stay out of the way. I would hate for anything to harm you. I would no way ever feel the same in my heart if something were to happen to you. Tall, square.
Of course, Mr. Helsing. Teach me to fight and protect my friends and family.
I'm not gonna gloat. That's not what a Van Helsing does. He doesn't gloat. He's not pompous. I will teach you what I know, and that's the best that I can do.
Quick question, Van Helsing.
Yes?
Are you sure this is you?
Absolutely. I promise you every detail, minus maybe like a couple, but most of this is all fairly true, I promise.
Carry on, old man.
Hey, all right, that's probably accurate. Now, to continue the story. Me and Tall Square would go on an adventure from time to time, killing monsters left and right, saving actual townsfolk.
Watch out, Mr. Van Helsing.
Don't you worry, Tall Square. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last. Oh, Tall Square, be careful. That monster's going to strike you down.
I got it, Mr. Helsing. You taught me everything I know.
No, Tall Square!
And after the death of his young apprentice, Tall Square, Van Helsing drifts into like a darkness for a little bit. And he just can't get over the fact that he lost somebody. And now it's been a couple years. He looks about the age that you see him now. And he gets an urgent message saying that there has been some dark magic, some kind of practitioner of ancient arts, divulging in the woods near a small town off the coast.
All right. It's time you get your act back together. You are Van Helsing. You are known as the Monster Slayer. I have to get back out there and make my name. I shall kill whatever lurks inside these woods and avenge Tall Square.
That's me. I'm dead.
Oh, I hear his voice, even though it's been years now. It's ringing in the back of my head, like, how could I get rid of it? The only way I know is by avenging him, by killing some other random monster. Makes perfect sense.
So now Van Helsing is entering in to these dark, ancient woods filled with all kinds of magic. And he sees that maybe it's just defenses. He doesn't quite know. But there is an old hermit kind of house nestled in the center of this ancient wood. And as he's approaching, he hears a voice.
How dare you come out here? Hello? Who's there? Who do you think you are? Man, your voice sounds eerily similar to mine. Maybe that's why we've never put them together.
Van Helsing, where is this place? It looks like you're in some kind of swamp witch's lair.
I know, ghost of Tall Square.
No, it's me, Penmont. I'm in your vision quest with you. I can see what you see, and I...
Oh, the memories. They're all blurring together in my eye. Before me is an ancient druid woman. She is approximately 5 foot tall and has a scowl on her face. She's covered in recyclables, it looks like.
And as you see her, the Van Helsing and the memory here is like a hallucination from Tall Square, which haunts him all the time. It's like,
she's scary, Mr. Helsing. Save me.
I wish I could, Tall Square. But this demon, it's too much. It's too much for me to bear. I can't even bear the memory of it.
You enter my wood? How dare you?
And that's the last I heard. This woman.
And then the memory kind of starts phasing in and out of the woods.
She did something to me at this point. She put a curse on me. She immediately scolded me for littering. Because, yes, I was hungry along the way and I left some trails, you know, garbage mostly, in a wood.
It was really no big deal. Like, eventually it's going to decompose. Like, how bad could it be, you know? But she wasn't having it.
And this Greta, the druid, she cursed me. She gave me the one thing that I didn't want. And that was immortality, eternal life. And then I immediately thought, damn it. I'm never going to get rid of this Asian kid in my head now.
It's you and me, Mr. Helsing.
Just like you're hearing now, he still haunts me to this day. I forgot his name, but it is, in fact, Tall Square. Not a joke on any other kind of Asian kid's name. It's completely original.
That's not my name, but that's all he remembers.
That is all I remember. I've been around for a long time, okay, boys? You, Belmont, and you, Belmont's new, better friend than me. I've been around a long time. It's coming back to me now.
Wait, I'm already lost with your storytelling, Van Helsing, but you're saying... You used to be an actual successful, competent monster hunter.
Correct.
You had a little Asian boy companion who one day you accidentally let die.
Tall Square.
The face of danger. Yes. I don't think that's his name is what he's saying. But
nah, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not.
and then as you try to reclaim your dignity and your profession, you search out some dark witch and you come in the presence of a druid witch? Sea witch? Sag? Hag?
No, she was just a normal lady, but just a druid. You know, she just really cared about nature and stuff. And
doesn't that sound familiar? Like, didn't we see a statue in Beaverland or something like that?
I do think you're right, and I do think that these mushrooms help improve memory. I'm going to jot this down and share my notes with my alchemist friends.
Fair enough. Okay, so, and then she cursed you with eternal life because you littered in her forest.
It's something to that effect. I'm sure I said something else, but now in this moment, I just can't see her talking to me in these visions, mostly because it was terrifying.
Mr. Helsing also tried to kill her. He...
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. I may have thrown a dagger at her face and then did a pop shot with my rifle.
then I, you know, may have started crying, being defeated and upset that Tall Square was dead and I wished that I would be dead. And then she was like something to the effect of, oh, you wish you were dead? Well, think again, motherfucker, you're never going to die.
That's about right.
See, thank you, Tall Square.
Wow, do you hear this kid all the time, Van Helsing?
I don't know.
It would be rather annoying to hear this small Asian child who you murdered by being inadequate constantly talking in your ear.
Thank you for understanding me, Naya, was it? Now, let's fast forward to me impregnating that donkey. I think that is the highlight of my life.
No, that's not. That doesn't explain it. So, okay, you have eternal life. That kind of explains maybe why you might know my mother and why you definitely know Naya's mother, even though we're decades apart, if not more.
Right. Okay. So, rewind, but fast forward from the druid. There I was, living my life. Immortal. So then I would do what every immortal would do. I would get drunk every night and bang hussies, you know? And at one point, you know, I was like, I'm immortal. And then people believed me. And then I would do like parlor games where I made a noose and then I tied it to the rafters and I would just swing from the rafters from my neck. And then people would throw coins at me and then children would scream in horror, like that kind of stuff.
Oh, I do something like that too.
Ginge, you're in here too?
Yeah. Sorry, I'll keep playing the harp.
Thank you, Ginge. You're doing a fantastic job.
All right, so I started going around, you know, and then come to find out, I got with so many floozies, I figured at some point I would have to make a kid. But then, like, nothing was coming. Nothing whatsoever.
Mr. Helsing, shooting blanks.
Thank you, Tall Square. And then I remembered there was a second part of the curse, sadly. Apparently, Greta, the druid, was so upset at me that she said I was a disgusting pig. This is verbatim. You disgusting pig, how dare you? You shall never have your own offspring. And I thought she was talking about the band. Like, why would I want to listen to Offspring? You know, they're old. I don't care about that. They're as old as the day is long, you know? Naya, you know what I'm talking about.
No, carry on.
All right, so anyways, I can't have kids. And that was another burden on me. Like, I felt bad that the small Asian child died, Tall Square. And I thought, I need to bring my own blood into this world, and they will be better monster slayers than me.
Yes, and that's maybe where we have some more questions, Van Helsing. It seems like you did succeed in having children.
Yes, at some point, you know. All right, so...
Remember. Try to remember.
All right, I'm going to try to remember. Now, after the druid, we're going to rewind. I was upset, hanging from the rafters. Can't die. At some point, I would throw myself in front of wagons and try to get insurance scams. But come to find out, insurance wasn't really a thing yet, so people would just run me over with their wagons and then ride off. It was terrible. That's where I got the idea for Latoot's Tents. Now, Latoot's Tents. Gary Latoot was a miraculous man, and he had a tent shop.
Focus, Van Helsing. How did you come to have offspring? That's what we need to know, both me and Naya. It's very important.
Yes, it is. Please, stop distracting us with your Latoot's Tents wagon that will forever haunt me. Just carry on with your story.
All right, fine. Ginge, hit the harp.
And Ginge hits the harp, and then we meld into Van Helsing inside of a kind of laboratory, if you will. And there is a older-looking alchemist working on concoctions.
Now, boys, in this memory, I had tried for some time to get this curse lifted. I tried Epsom salts. I tried natural oils. I tried the keto diet. Nothing was working.
Yes. So you found science.
Kind of. He said he did science, but really, he studied at the University of Phoenix. So, like, how good is that, you know? But he had an award-winning smile. I'll give him that.
Hey, tall, dark, and handsome. Welcome to the laboratory. What can I do for you?
Now, let's say... Random question, Mr. Artificer Alchemist. Let's say that I was cursed by some ancient druid and I can't have children. What can I do, possibly, maybe, that, you know, ladies will find me appealing and want to have my babies?
I can think of a few things that will make you appealing, but I'm not quite sure. You're asking for a new type of alchemy, my friend. I usually dabble in gold fingers, gold fists, if you know what I mean, wink. And that kind of thing, turning just, you know, metals into different precious metals or changing the form of substances. I've never restored power to the body. That is a whole nother level of magic that I could be willing to explore for the right price.
Now, you say the right price. I believe I'm willing to let you dabble on my private bits. How much are we looking at here?
Ill gross. That's not what I'm trying to do. I need a human test subject for experiments like yours and many others. So if you agree to let me make some untested modifications, I might be able to bring back that special life-bearing gift.
You're telling me you want to turn me into a witcher?
What's that? I don't know. Is that?
It's like a monster hunter, but they have fantastical powers. If it's trademarked, we'll call it something else, like a bitcher or a litcher or a pitcher. Ooh.
That sounds exciting. I was just going to make your nipples twice as big and a couple other weird little modifications, but we'll get there, I'm sure.
That sounds fantastic as well. I've always been insecure about the size of my areolas.
So this doctor restored your reproductive rights?
Absolutely not, my boy. He did terrible things to me.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What kind of terrible things did he do to you?
Well, let's just say that this is the point in time where I was given a gift.
La 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 la. Van Helsing, I have a new excellent test for you.
All right, what are we looking at here?
Ooh, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it is something that I can give you and you can give the world.
That sounds fantastic. That's way better than the last one where you gave me webbed toes.
Yes, that didn't go quite as planned, but now you're an excellent swimmer. You're welcome.
I hate swimming.
Well, that's because you float. You put on a lot of weight here in my lab, probably also from my other experiments, but that said, this will be a doozy.
You injected me with butter. Of course I was going to gain weight. Pure butter you injected me with.
Ah, but that's the thing. It wasn't butter. You wouldn't believe it's not butter, in fact.
Fair enough. Now, what is this precious item that you wish to bestow on me that I can give the planet?
Well, it's called the present.
Ooh, sounds nice.
You give a little piece of you to somebody else, and before you know it, everybody shares the same thing. And if we're all the same and not different, there can be no inequality in the world. It's perfect. We can all be equals of each other. Or dead.
Cool. So you want to give me communism?
I think that the Soviets tried that. No, this one is something a little more personable.
All right, I'm willing to give it a shot if it means I can, you know, pop out a couple of kids.
Great, and I immediately inject something into his ass. You haven't been wearing pants this whole time. This is where you actually got your, like, affinity for not wearing pants, because you were always getting, like, shots in your ass. So you just kind of stopped wearing pants.
Like, I've been going to this alchemist for years, and I just stopped giving up. Like, just walk in with no pants. Like, all right, doctor, I'm here. Fucking shoot me up.
Well, is it working?
I don't know yet. What am I supposed to feel? I don't feel like giving anybody anything special.
Ah, well, maybe it needs some time, or maybe you need to incubate, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, take a nap?
No, like, impregnate something. Preferably human.
You're telling me I'm cured and I can go ahead and try my offspring?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Go share your seed.
You don't have to tell me twice. And then immediately runs out the door.
So, Van Helsing, I'm confused. It sounds like he did give the gift of life.
No, he didn't. He gave me, you know, kind of the opposite effect, where women want nothing to do with me. Because if they touch me in any way down there, they die a slow and painful death. It's the gift. He called it the present. It was the gift that he gave me.
Oh, that is how you got the gift.
Yes, sad, sad day. It was a lot harder to bang an entire brothel at this point in time, because by the time I got to the end, they were already talking. You know ladies, right, Ginge?
See, Naya, this will make you feel a lot better. The gift would have killed your mother anyway, then. It wasn't the wagon at all. She would have died no matter what if she got the gift.
Honestly, I would have preferred her die slowly in her bed than being ran over by a Latoots tent wagon.
Oh, trust me, that's the best thing that could have happened to her, Naya. I once saw a Hoppy after being ravaged by this disease, and she did not look pretty. I mean, Van Helsing almost cut her open and wore her like a tauntaun. It was terrible.
It's true, Naya. You don't want to die from the gift. And I've been around long enough that at least 1/3 of the population of women have died from the gift. Maybe that's me being generous, I don't know.
My friend, how did the test go?
All right, doctor. There's something I need to tell you. I still can't have babies, I don't think, but either way, the women die before they can even try to produce a baby for me. You lied to me.
Oh, I was afraid that would happen. No, I never thought you would have children. I didn't say that. I just said give them your seed, and they will either all become one, like a hive mind, or you'll kill people. And it seems like the latter happened.
And, are you happy with these results? Because I'm not.
I think we can tweak it with a few more tests now, if you'll come with me.
No, I don't think I will. I'm going to pass. Thank you, doctor.
But Van Helsing, you're unstable. I've injected so much. I mean, all these different experiments. Without more of my alchemy, you may just completely deteriorate over time.
Yeah, I'm kind of an all-or-nothing kind of guy. You know, like, I don't need to wean off or anything like that. It's just, it's now or never, you know? Like the famous bard said, John Bon Jovi, it's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna wait forever or whatever.
So you don't care about the weight gain or your sudden sexism or the, like, kind of man boobies you've developed or your affinity for cows and leather? None of that?
Apparently I'm suffering from abrupt hearing loss from this shot you gave me, doctor. But yeah, no, I saw your lips moving and I don't give two shits. So I'm leaving. Good day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, boys, this was a dark, dark time for me. And what we're going to see next might be the brightness that puts a good light on me. Like, I'm sorry that Tall Square died, you know, and I'm sorry that I killed so many women with my transmitted disease, the gift. But things are looking up, I promise you. Ginge, hit that sweet hop music.
Gosh, I don't know, Naya. Maybe we should stop here. I don't know if it's worth going any deeper into his history. We have our answers.
Do we really have the answers? I would like to know more. Like, how did you meet my mother? How did you ever come across Bingo? These are the things I want to know.
That and more on the next episode of Daft Monks.
Perfect.
There's more to tell, folks. Van Helsing has a very long backstory that we've had to surgically create to try to make the story make sense, and we don't want to keep you another hour, so we will continue the story next week.
And trust me when I say this, it will all make sense.
Eventually.
Thank you for listening, as always. Let me just rapid fire all of our usual announcements. We are on any of your podcast channels, and if you are listening to us, we strongly encourage you to leave us a review, or if you're on Spotify, answer a poll, or answer the question and tell us what you want to see more of on the show. Share an episode on social media with your friends and family. That's one of the best ways to help our show grow, and one of the kindest ways to say thank you. But if that's way too much effort for you to bother, you can also click the episode support our show link and donate a generous $3 or so reoccurring contribution every month that will help keep our costs down and hobby fun and profitable. Or not even profitable, but
sustainable.
Sustainable, that's right.
I'm just going to throw this out there. You know what? If you donate some fucking money, you get to name the donkey. How about that? Ooh. Like, that's a big perk, because I am really attached to this pregnant donkey, and you'll get to name it. So there you go. You're welcome. Donate some fucking dollars. Name the donkey.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we will, as we've been saying, we will be at the Phoenix Fan Fusion event June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Phoenix, Arizona. If you happen to be in town, come say hi. Tell us you listen. We'll give you some free stuff. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Good night.
Congratulations, you've survived another episode of Daft Monks. Did you enjoy the episode? Do you love the show? Do you want to pay for our dental plan? If so, I think it's only fair that you show Nat 1 some love in return. No, no, not that kind of love. Please, please, put it away. Oh, I meant follow us on our social medias and all that good stuff. Simply click the links in the episode description to follow us on our Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or click support our show to make a monthly contribution to help pay for all the expensive software Nate subscribes to. And don't worry, other Nate will see the money eventually as it grows, but not anytime soon. I promise. Lastly, do you want even more Nat 1 goodness? Of course you do. Who wouldn't? Then click the prequel podcast link to listen to our experimental first season of podcasting for 50 plus more episodes of conspiracy theories, messy one-shot campaigns, and of course, all of your favorite Nat 1 hijinks. Now, thank you a ton, and we will talk to you next week.